Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves under thy mighty hand tonight. Just thanking and praising as we get out of the way that you may have your way here tonight. In the name of Jesus, crown our head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Let us decrease in the Spirit of the Lord in us with increase. Let the Holy Spirit of God just come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. Prepare people's heart to see thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forward. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open up to the book of Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. The book of Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. And it reads, "But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." In the book of Matthew 6, verse 33, it says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added on to you." This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his holy word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, hallelujah. Just for the next few minutes, I want to talk about God wants to give you a spiritual upgrade in your life. God wants to give you a spiritual upgrade in your life. Through the use of the internet here tonight, we are able to preach and to teach God's word on a local level and be able to reach on a global level. We thank God through the use of technology that he has opened up that door for us. We pray that the Holy Spirit, the living God, that the anointing that breaks the yokes over our lives would abide upon us and give us revelation knowledge to speak your word, his word, in spirit and in truth. Believers of Christ, many Christians here today in 2023 do not live up to their full potential in the Lord. For one reason or another, they just settle for being normal, to not go any further than what they'll go as far as getting enough of the Lord just to get by with in 2023. But the word of God encouraged us. Again, here in Matthew 6:33, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." Put God first in everything you say and do. Put God first as priority in life. And all these things shall be added unto you. When we put God first, his provision shall be added to our lives. and all these other things that we desire. In God's timing, he will grant it to us according to his will. His perfect will for our lives should be priority in our lives. Yes, God wants to give you a spiritual upgrade in your believers of Christ. The biblical meaning of upgrade is that we become the people God desires for us to be. As we incorporate scripture into our lives by listening to the Holy Spirit and looking to our model of faith-filled living, and that is looking on to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. He is our set example that we should duplicate our life after. As believers of Christ, here the word upgrade also means to boost, to enhance, to increase, to promote, to raise, to advance, to elevate, to make better. Yes, it is time for a spiritual upgrade in our lives in 2023. People of God, Jesus wants to release a level of his glory that we have not yet seen before. And he wants to use every one of us as followers of his to advance his kingdom. Yes, beloved, many of us have outgrown the place where we are in today. But we must pray and ask God to lead us, to guide us, where his perfect will for our lives would be done. Yes, it is time for a spiritual upgrade in your life. The Lord is saying you have been in a spiritual dormancy too long. It is time to rise up. It is time to come up to a higher place in him, because I have greater things in store for you to accomplish and to do in 2023. So, believer of Christ, God can use the problems in your past in order to build you a future far beyond what you thought to be possible. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the Bible says here in 2 Peter 1, verse 2, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus, our Lord. You see, the knowledge of God will upgrade your life. Yes, child of God, the spiritual level you function in and the authority and grace at work in your life at any level are directly proportional to the knowledge of God that you have. I'm going to say that again, because it's better to be repeated. The knowledge of God will upgrade your life. Yes, child of God, the spiritual level you function in and the authority and grace at work in your life at any level are directly proportional to the knowledge of God that you have. Yes, beloved, knowledge is a key. Knowledge. Knowledge is a key. It is a key to help you to prosper in the things of God. Yes, beloved, without him, we can't do nothing. Without him, we can't go any further in the things of God. So knowledge is a key that access higher level in the realm of the spirit. People of God, when we upgrade a software, for example, or the operational system of our mobile devices, we incorporate new information from the company that maintains the software, and our mobile devices are upgraded to function at a higher performance level. The knowledge of God will upgrade your life in a similar way from your personal walk with God to your ministry, to your relationship, your career, your family, and your finances. The Bible says here in the book of Hosea, 4 verse 6, the eighth clause of the verse says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Yes, child of God, God wants to bring to you new revelation and insight on a spiritual level in 2023. So, believer of Christ, the place of knowledge takes on an even greater and critical role in the realm of the spirit. God says, my people, God said, not Tebow, but God says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So God says, his people, that is those that are born again, that is those that have given their life to Christ, that is those that have turned from their wicked ways and gave and made a confession of faith to ask God to forgive them of their sin, humble themselves under his mighty hand, on bended knees and bow down head, looking onto the hills from which cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord. So you as a follower of Christ and me as a believer of the Word of God, we who are suffering under the oppression, oppressive hands of demon powers, poverty, sin, fear, and diseases. This happened to us even as children of the Most High God when we do not have spiritual knowledge in the areas that we are faced with. So, beloved, God's word brings forth the spiritual knowledge we need to have to master these areas in life. That's why the word says for us to study, to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Believers, believer of Christ, one of the endeavors you can ever undertake that will impact your life the most is to sort out to know God on a better in 2023. Yes, it will change your life, whole life, your personal life as well, completely. You see, we oftentimes underestimate the power of spiritual knowledge. Child of God, upgrade your spiritual life, your ministry, your career, your relationship, your finances with new and higher knowledge of God in these times that we are living in. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 4:15, it says, meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them that thy process may be evident also in the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8. It says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way, and then thou shalt have good success. Here in Joshua, the word of God gives us a key to prosper in the things of God. And that is through meditating on the word of God, not just on Sunday morning, not just on midweek service, but to meditate therein day and night, that thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein. But then, thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success in 2023. So, beloved, meditating on God's word by getting it into your spirit. And it is the word of God in your spirit and not in your mind that will produce good, positive results in your life. Yes, pondering and saying the word of God in a low voice, God's word, throughout the day will help you to grow, will help you to keep your mind on the Lord, to help you to look at things, have the mind of Christ, look on the things above and not beneath, to call on Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Ask the Lord, when you first get up in the morning, help you to put on the mind of Christ for that particular day. Next, you have to water the word of God. And the watering comes through prayer. Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17, to pray without ceasing. Luke 18, verse 1, because of the verse says, men ought always to pray and don't faint or lose heart. So child of God, the God of the universe will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, and will open your eyes to begin to see wondrous things out of his holy word. Yes, it is time for a spiritual upgrade in your life. So believer of Christ, your door to a blessed life today, abundant life in 2023, is doing God's word. See, the word says in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 22 through 25, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a mirror. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgets what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continued therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, of the work. This man shall be blessed in his deed. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it is important, critical, that we just don't be doers, that we be doers of the word and not hearers only. Hallelujah. So we must work while it is day, for night cometh when no man or woman can work. Behold, as a man or woman of God, behold your natural face in a mirror, which reflect to you as a child of God of who you are in Christ. Yes, we must press in, stretch out in faith, hallelujah, and obey what the word of God is saying. Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, the B clause of the verse, to obey is better than sacrifice, and the hearken than the fed of rams. So this is the hour to be about our Father's business. This is the hour not to back up, but to go forward in faith, believing God, looking on to him tonight. Looking on to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. Sure, we are living in trying times. Sure, we are living in times that we haven't seen before. We have crossed over in a brand new year. Now we are within the third month of the year. This is the time to really get firm, stand fast, unmovable in the things of God. This is a time that your mind should be made up, your heart should be fixed, that the world is behind you, and that the world is behind you, and the cross is before you, that you are willing, ready and able to meet, to go forward and confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, to believe in God's word, hallelujah, to live a righteous life, a holy life, as unto the Lord. Yes, sin is running rapid through the land. We are living in a world that is decaying at a rapid rate. But through it all, as born-again believers of Christ, your confession of faith should be, for God I live, and for God I die. Ask the Lord to help you in areas where you may be weak, to prop you up on every leaning side. From this day forward, our faith will be tried. Yes, our faith will be tested. But we as born-again believers of Christ have put on the whole armor of God, that we may withstand the wiles of the devil. We know the devil goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. We also know that John 10:10 says that the thief come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. I don't know about you tonight, but in 2023, I want to live the abundant life. I want to live the abundant life as well as my family. So we have to be tangled up, wrapped up, tied up in the things of God and in his word. Each and every day, our commitment should be to the Lord. Because God gave us his best. So we as children of God that have been drafted into the kingdom of God, let us be thankful, have an attitude of gratitude for all that God has done for us. So, beloved, make plans on your part on how to increase your knowledge of God and how to increase your knowledge of his word. You see, revelation knowledge of God's word stands between you and your next level of life in 2023. Yes, beloved child of God, you need a spiritual upgrade in your life on a daily basis. Yes, brothers and sisters of Christ, an upgrade will happen when we go from, an upgrade happens when you go, when we go from nothing to something, and from something to everything. An upgrade happens when we go from poverty to more than enough, to plentifulness, from sowing to reaping. It also happens when we go from where we are now to where God wants us to be. In other words, it happens when we move from ordinary to extraordinary, that it is called an upgrade. Yes, I must repeat this because it's better to be repeated. Let it get down deep from your head knowledge to your heart knowledge. Yes, my brothers and sisters of Christ, in 2023, an upgrade is what God desires to do in your life. An upgrade will happen when we go from nothing to something, from something to everything. An upgrade will happen when we go from poverty to plentifulness, or more than enough, from sowing to reaping. It also happens when we go from where we are now to where God wants us to be. Yes, in other words, it happens when we move from ordinary to extraordinary. Then it is called an upgrade. It is called higher in the things of God. In his word, and in the destiny that he have called us to. Yes, child of God, let the Lord know that you are tired of the norm and is in need of an upgrade in your life, spiritual upgrade in 2023. You see, an upgrade, for example, in the area of patience, so that you can deal with people in the agape love of God in 2023, who gets on your last nerve. Yes, people, there are some people that are surrounding you, around you, whether family or friend, who gets on your last nerve. But with God's help, all things are possible to them that believe. All things are possible. When man says it's impossible, God says it is possible. It gives him the platform to do what he desires in your life. So remember that God wants to give you a spiritual upgrade.
I've been through so much in my life, tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand, yeah. Now he's leading me to the promised land. Love me, oh yes, my Jesus, he loves me, oh yes, Jesus.
Jesus, love me, for the Bible tells me so.
Tells me so. Tells me so. Tells me so. Tells me so. Tells me so. Tells me so.
From above, baptized by his fire, anointed with his love, he loves me. His love made me whole when I was lost in darkness. Jesus saved my soul. He loves me.
He loves
me. From beginning to the end, I experienced his love. Now I found a true friend. He loves me.
He loves
me. Just read the writing on the wall. His love picks me up every time I fall. He loves me.
I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus, love me.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. We are so grateful and thankful for everything that he has done, is doing, and will do. We thank him because every day that we are alive, God loads us down with benefits. We know that every good and perfect gift come from above, from the Father of lights, who has no variableness or shadow of turning, who desire to bless his people to overflowing. Hallelujah. So we are grateful and thankful that we're still here in the land, living on top of the ground not on top of us in 2023. We just hope and pray for all those that are listening at this hour and those that will be listening at a later date too. We just hope that the word of God will bring encouragement and exhortation in your life. Hallelujah for the times that we are living in. Yes, God wants to give you a spiritual upgrade in your life. So we just touch and agree whatever you are believing God for thus far in this year, in 2023, that in his time that he would grant it to you and to your family on which you are standing. But remember, you must walk in obedience. You must walk according to God's word and walk according to faith, because we as children of God, we walk by faith, not by sight. Because we realize that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. We also know that according to Hebrews 11:6, that Hallelujah. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So seek him while he may be found. Draw nigh to him as he draw nigh to you. Hallelujah. So again, tonight we are talking about, hallelujah, God wants to give you a spiritual upgrade in your life. Brothers and sisters in Christ, it does not matter how holy and spiritually you are. There is always room for improvement. There's always room for an upgrade, because all of us need a lift as followers of Christ from time to time. And there is nothing that can lift us up better than the word of God. That's why we must search the scriptures, because out of it, there is the issues of life. God's word is already settled. God's word is already proven. God's word will stand. Heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will stand forever and ever. So believer of Christ, God wants you to have more in all areas of your life. Yes, beloved, there are times when we wonder why we cannot keep some things in life. The reason may be that God is pruning us so that we might produce fruits, more fruit, or much fruit in our lives. Yes, God is concerned. He's not concerned about our feelings. He's concerned about us maturing in the things of God, maturing on a spiritual level. Yes, beloved, when it comes to the pruning process, it will involve pain. Remember, no pain, no gain. Here we see in the word of God, in John 15, verse 1 and 2, the word says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he prunes it, that it may bring forth more fruit, much fruit. Yet the pruning process involves pain. And this pain is experienced that the branch may bear fruit, or might bear fruit. Yes, we have to be restored and be repositioned by the word of God in our spiritual walk with Christ. Yes, in John 15, verse 3 and 4, it says, Now ye are clean because of the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can you expect unless you abide in me. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we must abide in Christ as the author and finisher of our faith. Yet the word abide means to maintain an unbreakable connection. It suggests a constant active relationship between the vine and the branches, an active, constant relationship between Jesus and his followers. You see, the branches, which is us, as followers of Christ, cannot produce fruit apart from Jesus Christ. because Jesus is a true vine who can supply enough sap to give life to all the branches that are connected to the vine. So people of God, the branches in chapter 15 that we are talking about are connected by the word of God. If the branches abided in the vine, they abided in God's word. They abided in God's will. And they abided in God's work. You see, this abiding produces an upgrade in our lives, in all areas, in 2023. The child of God, an upgrade comes through a quality of life that comes through spiritual maturity. Yes, child of God, Jesus already paid for our upgrade on a spiritual basis as well as physically. When he upgraded on Calvary, and all we have to do is to abide in the vine, abide in Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. The word says here in the book of Isaiah 54 verse 2, it says, enlarge the place of thy tent and let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitation. Spare not, lengthen thy cords and strengthen thy stakes. Yes, believers of Christ, it is God ordained time for you for an upgrade and a restoration in your life. Yes, remember that the God wants to give you an upgrade in your life, in all areas of life. Yes, we must take heed to what the word of God let us know. Again, here in Isaiah 40, verse 31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This is the word of God for the people of God here tonight. We thank God that we are living in a world that has instant gratification. Living in a world where people is in a hurry. Living in a world that is decaying at a rapid rate. Yes, we, even as believers of Christ, want things quick, instant, and in a hurry. But I stop by tonight to remind you that God is a patient God, that God is a God that sits high but look low. He knows all by name, the very hairs on our head. He desires to bless you. He has a plan that he has already predestined for your life. You see, God's plan is a solid plan. It is a plan to upgrade, a plan to prosper you, a plan to provide the provision for your life. It is a time for an upgrade, in a spiritual upgrade in our lives as believers of Christ. But only you, as a child of God, can allow God to prone to upgrade your life. As we as you are placed on the potter's wheel, going through the process of being stretched, going through the process of letting God strip away things that is not highly pleasing to him in your lifestyle that you may be living in. Give God free course and be willing to go through whatever it takes, the pain that you may endure. Remember, God won't put on you more than what you can bear. It is God's desire to bring you forth as pure gold. It is God's desire to help you through your own mess in order to get God's best. So child of God, in order again for you to live up to your full potential in the Lord, we must seek him on a daily basis, not just on Sunday mornings or during midweek service. No, seek him while he may be found. Draw nigh to him, and he'll draw nigh to you. Remember, to upgrade, it means to boost, to enhance, to increase, to promote, to raise up, to advance, to elevate, to make better in 2023. Yes, people of God, Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, the one who died on Calvary's cross, the one that went before Judgment Hall, before Pontius Pilate, and after being questioned by him, found no fault in Jesus. Matter of fact, he washed his hand and said, I find no fault in this man. He asked the crowd that was the accusers about him, and they said, crucify him, crucify him. Yes, when we look around in 2023, the same crowd, maybe a different crowd in 2023. There are still those that are his are still crying out, crucify him, crucify him. But the Lord and Savior of our life, he made a way. He's the truth. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He bridged the gap between God and man. He made the advancement that we can come back as born-again believers of Christ to be back in fellowship with God our Father. Yes, beloved, we as born-again believers of Christ must be alert and stay alert during our Christian journey on to heaven. We must not be afraid, not fall prey to the enemy of our soul. So we must make sure that we are tied up, tangled up, wrapped up in the things of God and in the Lord. Yes, each and every day, we must examine ourselves to make sure that we are in the faith, to make sure that our life line up with the perfect will of God for our lives. Remember, we are in a spiritual warfare. We are in a fight, but we must show up and fight by putting on the whole armor of God, that we may withstand the schemes, the wiles of the devil. So it is time. God wants to give you a spiritual upgrade in your life. Put on the whole armor of God, the helmet of salvation. breastplate of righteousness, our loins girded with truth. Put on the shield of faith and the word of God, which is the shield of faith, breastplate of righteousness, each and every day of our lives. And have the mindset each and every day to intercede and ask Jesus to intercede on your behalf as he's sitting on the right hand of the Father in heaven, taking us on to go on a little bit further in the things of God. Yes, the Lord wants us to take us from spiritual dormancy to longing for more of the Lord and more of getting to know him in a better way in 2023. Child of God, God can use whatever he wants to help us to overcome. Where it says in Romans 8:28, but we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. Yes, we have been called. We have been chosen to come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord. And I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters. Hallelujah. I will bless you in all areas of your life as we yield ourselves. Expectation should be higher in 2023. So in order to accomplish, in order to be in right standing with God, we must pray. We must fast. We must seek him while he may be found. Yes, we are partakers of the blessings of the Lord. But we as children of the Most High God, we must get more knowledge, more spiritual knowledge in our lives, that we may be led by the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Ghost will have full control of our lives to lead, to guide us in a total truth. We know that the Holy Spirit has been sent as our helper, our paraclete, and in between, one that's able to grow us on a spiritual level, as we allow the Spirit of God to help us, to convict us of our sins, as we repent of our sins on a daily basis. Yes, as long as you're in this flesh, you're liable to sin. You see, sin will take you further than you want to go. Sin will keep you longer than you want to stay. But the wages of sin is still death. Hallelujah. It can be both physical as well as spiritual. In Jesus' precious and holy name, we pray tonight. Yes, remember what Hosea 4:6 said. They call for the verse, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. There's too much knowledge out there at your fingertips to not be tied up, wrapped up in the things of God. We have the Holy Bible, our manual, that have been left to us that we may read and gain revelation knowledge on a daily basis. So set aside a time of devotion, a time for prayer on a daily basis. Do it first thing in the morning and go throughout the day having a mindset on prayer. Not always speaking audibly, but just meditating on God's word throughout the day, making sure that you have the mind of Christ, making sure that you just put your mind on him, and God will meet you where you are. He desires that we grow spiritual basis. He desires that we get more of him in us in 2023. Remember, you're not your own anymore. You've been bought with a price. Let the Lord use you in a mighty way as we get serious about our walk with him. Remember that knowledge of the Word of God takes place in our spirit. So the Word must go down from our head all the way to the depths of our heart, that when a situation comes forth that we may cross path with, that we are so filled with the Word of God that we can defeat the devil the way Jesus did by the Word of God. Yes, the Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, seeking to divide asunder of soul and spirit, helping us to overcome in all areas of our lives. So we are grateful and we are thankful this night and forevermore. Yes, God is good and he's worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him from this day forward. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Yes, the God that we serve, he's awesome. He is awesome. There may be one or there may be some underneath the sound of my voice that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. If that's you, you may be tore from the flow up. You may be in a place in life where you're stuck in a rut. You may be in a place that you need the Lord to intervene on your behalf. It's just a matter of acknowledging the fact that you're a sinner, acknowledging the fact that you need him in your life. The Bible says in Romans 10:13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." After you acknowledge the fact that you are a sinner and you repent of your sin, it's just a matter of making a confession and a belief in your life. If you believe with your mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, for with your heart you believe on the righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. From this night forward, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Well, bless God, we are thankful for another day, another time for bringing forth the word. Until we meet again through the internet and this radio broadcast on Friday, if you'd like to reach us, you can reach us at P.O. Box 928-6 Louisiana 70549. Again, you can reach us at P.O. Box 928-64 Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. God bless you. God keep you is our prayer. Good night.